This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 12 Sept 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel remains pleasant tonight. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm evening, while Jerusalem experiences slightly cooler temperatures. Haifa sees clear skies, perfect for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, the IDF and Shin Bet executed a strike that killed the head of Hamas's Khan Yunis brigade and two others, as reported by JNS. Also, just in, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Iran used satellite images from China to target U.S. bases, resulting in the death of three American servicemen. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the Israel Aerospace Industries chairman warns of a constant need for more missile interceptors due to ongoing pressures on production lines. Separately, Ma'ariv highlights a call for national soul searching by Josh Aronson, urging Israel to address extreme violence and enforce the law. And finally, Axios reports that security spending by Jewish institutions in the U.S. has surpassed $1 billion, diverting funds from potential educational programs. Here's what people are saying online. Seth Frantzman, a regional analyst, posted earlier today that relying solely on air support is insufficient for winning wars, emphasizing the necessity of ground troops. The U.S. Central Command shared that in the past 2 months, CENTCOM forces have managed the flow of 10-0 commercial vessels amid a blockade against Iran, underscoring their mission focus. Visegrad 24 reports that Israeli tourists in Reykjavik discovered anti-Zionist graffiti amidst increasing tensions surrounding Israelis and Jews in Iceland. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's operation, JNS reports that the precision strike in Khan Yunis targeted key figures in Hamas's military leadership. This comes as tensions remain high along the Gaza border. The operation highlights Israel's ongoing efforts to curb militant activities in the region. Turning to Iran's use of Chinese satellite imagery, the Jerusalem Post reveals that this intelligence breach allowed Iran to effectively target American bases, causing significant losses. This incident raises concerns about the implications of foreign-sourced intelligence in regional conflicts. Meanwhile, the warning from IAI chairman Boaz Levy, featured in Ynet, highlights the broader challenge of sustaining missile defense systems under prolonged conflict conditions. The strain on production lines indicates a critical need for strategic resource planning in Israel's defense strategy. Next, the piece from Ma'ariv by Josh Aronson emphasizes on Rosh Hashanah the importance of governance over victimhood. He argues for stronger law enforcement to prevent violence, suggesting that societal cohesion is at stake if issues remain unaddressed. Finally, Axios sheds light on the financial burden faced by Jewish institutions in America. The $1 billion security expenditure reflects a growing need to safeguard against anti-Semitic threats, which diverts essential funds from educational initiatives. On the economic front, first, Stack reports that Novi Security's AI innovations are transforming research capabilities, likening one strong researcher's output to that of an entire team. Separately, Ma'ariv Business notes the revival of Loria Winery, which served as a military base shortly after October 7th. The family-run establishment now looks to rebuild and resume its operations. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that NVIDIA is in discussions to potentially invest $10 billion in Anthropic's upcoming IPO, indicating significant interest in the AI sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.